Hey, what's up, YouTube? This is Perry with Premier Guitar here in Nashville, Tennessee at the Cannery Ballroom. Hanging with my bud Dustin and Thrice. I'm very excited to do this rig run now. Huge fan, have been for a long time. I was very, very excited when when I saw in like 2014 a real weird little Facebook message. It just said Thrice 2014. I was like,
thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm very, very stoked on that. So I'm excited to be able to talk gear with you. This is great. I know we talked recently on the phone. We did an article for the magazine. If you haven't checked that out, go check that out. But hopefully we can demystify any questions you had from that today. So cool. Let's start with, I'd say that Nash is so killer. I know you've modded it a little bit, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, so this is Nash Jaguar. I've had a variety of Nashes over time. They've been really sweet to us. And I had them make me this, and I had them do some crazy mods on something before, and this time they're like, no, I'll make you a guitar. I'm like, okay. So I modded it afterwards myself, so I basically took out this circuit.
Which was like kind of almost like a jazz master
circuit,
right?
And also put a just tele switch here, because I had the unfortunate accident of, basically these would turn on and off, these pickups.
Sure.
And if you turn them both off, your guitar makes no noise, and that's bad.
Alarming.
if you're not wanting to, so it's like right there. So now, it's just this. Humbuckers, I've got a Lawler High Wind Imperial Humbucker and a Lawler El Rayo, which is really cool. Kind of almost a sound-wise a blend between a humbucker and a single coil. It's kind of their own deal, nothing really like it out there.
How did you come across the Lawlers? Is that something you've tried before?
I've been using Lawlers for a while. I can't remember how I initially found out about it. Tepe lived up on Vashon, where they had or have their shop for a while up in Washington.
Sure.
But yeah, it's just really quality stuff. For lack of a better term, they feel more musical than any, just dynamically, and the tones are, they're never harsh, but there's a lot of definition. And, yeah.
Are you playing with volume at all for like rolling back to get like sweeter, quieter tones, or is that something that you do with pedals?
Yeah, I do a lot of it with pedals, but yeah, I took this off so I don't hit it, and I can just, I'll play with the volume a fair amount, I think, during the show, more just to like certain transition things to smooth it out. But yeah, I do a lot of actual like tone levels through the board.
Another thing I know, before we switch to this next guitar, I know you're really specific about string gauges. That's something that we talked about in the article. And I know you played with a million different gauges, you know, before. But is it ever tricky going from a standard neck length to the baritone? Or are the similar gauges, or are they totally different?
No, they're pretty different. And this is, you know, it's the short scale of Jax, that's 24, which is fun. I have big hands, so up here it's a bit tight sometimes. And this is 27, I think we did. Yeah, so it's not a super long
It's not like a 28 scale.
Yeah,
scaling or something.
Yeah, then there's like some of them are 30, and so it's just kind of crazy. So I like it just a little bit longer. So it's actually, it feels not super weird.
Is this something custom from Solaris, or is this like a...
Yes, this is a Cave and Canary. This is their Solaris model, kind of. And small company, Casey Crescenzo builds them, and
it's great looking.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So I basically told him he kind of worked this one up custom. I was like, I want it to look like, it had a kind of jazz mastery body shape, and then I was like, I want it to look like a 50s Les Paul styling. So it's got
the binding
gold
is awesome.
Hardware,
yeah.
The binding.
Do you have, I just quick question,
yeah.
is this like a foam or something stuffed in there? Do you have feedback problems?
That is a beer koozie, yeah.
Oh, a beer koozie works.
Yeah, for how loud it is, like, especially in our practice space, because it's just confined.
Howling, yeah.
It helps a little bit. They were asking me the other day since they found them, like, why is there koozies in your guitar?
That's a first. I've never seen a beer koozie in one. That's great.
Yeah, so this has the same pickups actually as that, so I'm getting a fairly similar reaction from the pedals and the amps.
And the bridge kind of looks reminiscent of a Jazzmaster bridge, is it? Or is it something?
The bridge is, I can't remember who made that one. It's just a kind of a roller bridge with the graphite Very cool. So it works well with the Bigsby.
Are you going Lawlers in this bad boy as well?
Yeah, same exact setup.
Very cool.
And don't tell anyone these are actually dummies because I didn't want it to be separate. Because I just like having a master volume.
It's right close to your fingers so you can play with it.
But
very cool. Man, those are beautiful. Awesome. Do you find did it take you a while to get used to the baritone, or was it?
We've been playing them for a while, and it started picking up for random stuff. And we used to have guitars that were just in drop A, like not baritone, like
just normal
drop
scale
A,
guitars.
But it'd be like A to A on these two strings.
So what were you
and
doing,
the
like
rest?
14 gauge strings or something. I mean, like, how do you keep the tension on something?
Yeah,
like
each we had big strings there, but. Once we started playing baritones, those songs we shifted over, figured out how to play them on the baritone, and now we play a lot of stuff in the new record, especially I'm playing baritone, even if Tepe isn't, which is, we used to all be like, we'd all switch over, and it works well actually having it kind of fan out the frequencies.
Sure, it finds a place in the mix. And then it looks like you're running a Vibralux reverb?
Yeah, so this is the 68 Custom Vibralux. I really, really like this amp. It's, I went down to Fender and played a couple from this line, and they all sound like somewhat similar, but I think the 210s has a tightness to it that's really nice.
Different feel for sure.
I'm playing through this circuit, which on the 68s is actually a basement circuit, which sounds fantastic.
Does it sound at all similar to the basement you guys did the new record with? Because I know you rely heavily on the basement for that.
Yeah, it sounds somewhat similar. I use this for a decent amount of it. That guy was in the shop, unfortunately. But yeah, we have an old basement that Tepe records with a bunch. His is a bit nastier. There's a couple circuits. I don't know which one that is, and I can't find out somehow. So it's great. I just run it flat. And at 5, like, so it's like just starting to break up, and I can kind of pull it back with the pedals or push it.
And then the new vintage, I'm not familiar with.
So new vintage amplifiers. Nick builds these. They're fantastic. This one was an MK36, which was kind of like AC30, which I used to play a lot of. And it wasn't sitting super nice with. When I'd go through like a pedal setting, I couldn't get to sit in a spot that was helpful with the Vibralux, and I wanted it to be a little different, but play in the same
nice,
dynamic range. And so he was nice enough to mod it again for me and changed it to DK36 for Dustin Gensru.
That's
and,
awesome.
He didn't have to do that. It was sweet of him. Did a little thing, but it's kind of like a weird hybrid between like a basement and JMP and a box. So
is it running EL34s or?
I'm the worst at those questions.
Okay, all right, cool.
All
that
the
works.
Numbers run
I've just
together
never
in
seen
my
that
head
before.
We could look it up. He'll tell us.
Well, cool. I know your early approach to tone, a lot like myself, is just kind of get the amp to get some distortion. And now I guess you've been doing this long enough to where you're trying to get a platform with your amps that you can modify with your pedals.
Yep.
I think that's super interesting. Let's take a look at those.
Cool.
All right, Dustin, this looks like a fun space station you got going on here. Walk me through the signal chain.
Okay, so basically this guy's running everything either by telling these things what to do or by telling these guys what to do. And these are basically turning or loops that are turning on and off the analog pedals and sometimes these pedals too. And so
do you run MIDI so you're not having to dance all over
the
place?
Yes, because I'm singing and I really hate dancing around. So basically, it's a lot of work setting up, but this thing can do pretty much anything you ask it to. It's just a complicated learning curve. I had no idea what MIDI actually was before I started doing all this. And I learned painfully and slowly. But and then I modded this too. There's a MIDI kit you can buy from some guy in Sweden, I think.
For the Pog?
Yeah, so now it can be told which of the presets to go to, which
killer.
Is cool. So I've got these Rooks from Mojo Hand. These are custom ones they did for me, a small run with different artwork. And
I love the cages around these so you can't bump them.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of that there's a, I mean, you can look for these, but they're rad. You can't bump your, they're annoying to put on because you change the whole thing out, but they're really solid. This is not solidly on there. But so the Rooks are my kind of bass tone. And I'm actually using this one for my bridge pickup and this one for my neck pickup. And they're, I have them EQ'd differently.
Per pickup.
Yeah,
that
so
that is meticulous, my friend.
Well, it makes a big difference. It allows me to not get muddy on the neck pickup,
sure.
And it's been really cool. So that's kind of the bass tone. I call it level 3, and then I go level 4 adds up harvester from Walrus. So that's like a little bit bigger, and then Walrus Iron Horse is a distortion, and that's like my kind of biggest rock tone that can be a little more chunky and tight. This is a bit more open. And so that's just stacking them in line.
Sure.
And then this is level 6, which is the Muffaletta from JHS. And I'm using the, I think the Civil War setting. It's like all the different muffs in one pedal, which is pretty cool. And so that's running into the front when I go like on like really like lead, like singy kind of stuff. And it just, it compresses it a bit, it's cool. I play chords through it on Hurricane, and it, so it, the whole song is on that cassette because I'm going back and forth between that riff, and it sounds great. I use the Pog for some of the lead stuff that's hiding in there. I use it a lot on the record, and some of the songs I haven't played live yet, like Salt and Shadow.
Fattens it up a little bit, or?
You can just add in little. Kind of it's with the detune function, like it's just a really cool vibe, so you can make it sound like a full-on organ depending on how your attack set, or you can just kind of add it, you can make it sound like a 12 string if you want. It's pretty versatile. These drum pedals are fantastic, and so especially the Big Sky is just fantastic. I use it a lot for like transitions and things as well, and in line with using the MIDI stuff, I can really control levels of stuff. So I can hit a button and it'll kind of swell up and have this pad, and then I can like step on it more and like take it down. You can do a lot with it.
That's awesome.
Compressor's always on from Deep. It's the Deep 6 from Walrus.
Sure.
This is kind of the Swiss Army knife, and especially using the MIDI, like. There's just certain things on here that I don't have a whole nother pedal for, and it works great for that. So there's like a synth thing on one song.
Right.
And there's
instead of bringing a whole nother pedal board.
And I actually use it for levels 2, 1, and 0. I'm just backing off what's going into this.
Yeah, actually, can we talk about that a little bit? We talked in the article, you mentioned that you can have volume presets on the M5. And that way, because if you roll down your volume on your guitar,
you're losing
kind of
tone.
You lose a little tone.
So yeah, this is just, it's straight signal cut, and it's,
so it's digital.
It doesn't affect the tone at all. So that's nice. This little guy I don't use in the set yet. It's the Littlefoot from, or was it Littlefoot? I think it's Littlefoot. No. Yeah, maybe something from JHS. It's a little fuzz pedal. And that's everybody. Little TC Electronics.
Little
Polytune 2.
And so with your MIDI controller, are you setting levels of gain with the Rooks, or is it like banks by songs?
It's all by songs, okay. And so, you know, in any given song, like this will be usually my main big sound. This will always be the quietest. This will kind of be a lead thing a lot of times. This will be secondary. It can't go, you know, the same ratio at every song, but there's a general logic to it that my mind's used to.
Totally. If it makes sense to you and it works, yeah, that's great. Well, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to walk us through all of this and kind of demystify some of your tone. We're going to go get up with Tepe, but
cool.
Thanks. All right, guys, now we're on the other side of the stage with Tepe. He's going to walk us through some stuff. We don't have a whole lot of time, but he's got such cool stuff that we got to talk about it. Namely, this is a Nash Tele, right?
Yep.
Oh, that thing looks like a million years old. I know it's not, but that's great.
Yeah. So I got this in 2004, I think, right as we were recording Visu, I believe, is when I got it. I've been using it ever since, super consistently. I think every single record since then, every single tour. So, I mean, it came beat up, you know, sure. That's kind of what he does. But I've definitely.
Have you modified it at all? Changed pickups?
No, or? Nothing. I haven't even, actually don't even remember what pickups are in there, to be honest.
You just know it sounds
they
good.
They just sound good, so I haven't even bothered to do anything to it. So.
Yeah, man, that's a great looking telly.
Yeah, love thanks.
It. Are you spending most of your time on the bridge? Or?
I do bridge, middle, and neck.
Oh, that's awesome.
Depending on song, and sometimes I switch between songs too.
Sure, sure.
Or between, in the middle of songs.
Cool, yeah. And now, I don't know, if, for those of you that read the interview in the magazine, we briefly touched on this Gibson that you've actually had for a long time, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so this guy, I want to say this was like the first kind of like real guitar that I got. Bought it off eBay like years ago for, I don't remember how much, but it was definitely under $1,000. Yeah, good old Les Paul Standard. It came with DiMarzio Super Distortions. And I was thinking I had them in here still, but that's not one. So I think I might have switched it out for a JB at some point, because I'm thinking that's what this is.
Sure. And with humbuckers, are you playing this on like more of like older stuff, like heavier stuff?
Yeah. So anything heavier, anything older, anything where obviously you know we need that kind of humbucker sound, this is the guy.
Does it have that like super heavy Les Paul feel, like hurt your back kind of deal, or is it lighter?
I don't mind it. I played a Les Paul forever. So I used to play a Black Custom that unfortunately got stolen. But that was like my main guitar for a super long time, so I'm super used to it. So,
yeah, awesome. That's great. And then next up we have this baritone that I know inspired some songs on the new record.
Yeah.
It definitely sounds cool to me.
Yeah, so this is just like the, I mean, I don't know what they're calling this now.
I think they call it the Bass 6. They renamed it or something, right? Oh,
okay. But I mean, it's Fender Baritone Custom, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, it's like the standard kind of Jaguar setup. So the circuit is the Jaguar setup. It came with the just regular Jaguar pickups. And then this kind of, what do you call that? Tune-O-Matic?
Yep. Setup. Totally. Stop tail.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I switched out the bridge pickup for a Seymour Duncan, say like a quarter pounder.
Ah, cool. Yeah. Cool. Which when we spoke on the phone for the interview, you said that was kind of a thin, like a frail sounding pickup, but with a,
yeah, it's got a pretty high output, but I mean it's still a single coil and it's a Jaguar, so it's like really harsh. It's not super pleasant sounding, but that's kind of the point, you know.
Do you feel like the baritone is as slinky as like a normal Jaguar? Like, cause to me they kind of have that Fender, they do that Fender thing, you know.
Right. Well, I think they're normally shorter scale, right?
Sure.
Yeah. But, no, this is a pretty long scale neck. Like it's longer than most baritones.
Oh,
so
really?
It's actually it's got some pretty good string tension.
Does it ever throw you off going between them, or you're so used to it?
I'm pretty used to it now. Yeah. I mean, the scale length is long. It's like, I think Ed has a Bass 6, and it's almost as long as the Bass 6.
Oh wow! Okay. So, yeah. Right on. All right. Well, I guess that takes us to amps, and right out of the gate, I noticed the Supro, which you didn't mention when we did the interview. So
yeah, well, that's actually I think new since then.
What do you love about it?
Well, I had built basically this circuit. There was like a company that was making a kit.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I had built that kit a long time ago, and then that was stolen along with all our other gear at some point. But our sound guy just really liked the combo of that box with that Supro circuit, and so he's kind of been wanting that back ever since. And they started reissuing these,
sure,
you know, not that long ago. So I kind of jumped on it, tried it out, and it sounded good. We're actually running it through this Fender cab here, which is
212.
Yeah, it's my blonde bassman cab. It's got Celestion vintage 30s in there, so
very cool. Are you running these at the same time?
Yeah, they're always going together.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, two awesome amps.
Yeah, it's just kind of the blend of the sounds, I guess.
For sure. You mentioned a kit, and I know we talked, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, and you were kind of fiddling with a pedal kit. So are you still doing that at all?
Not that much.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about pedals while I got you here. All right, cool. Tepe, walk me through your signal chain here.
Yeah, so it's gonna be going into here first. It's this AB that I have, you know, for switching between the keys and guitar. The keys branch off into this volume cut because I run it into the amp, but I don't want it to run super hot.
Sure.
So that's that. And then the guitar comes over here into this tuner. And then it goes into this Walrus Transit 5 switcher. And that's kind of controlling various things, but so first in line is this compressor, which is a JHS orange squeeze.
Yeah.
which I run like pretty conservatively.
You use that on the record a little bit as well, right?
Yeah, I kind of just run it almost all the time and just real kind of light.
It's like barely noticeable.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And then, it's like one of those things where you kind of feel it more than you
hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And then, so this second in line is the volume cut, and then it's got the gain, which is JHS double barrel. And I'm usually running a modded tube screamer circuit.
Oh, cool.
So that's what I'm running here. And then it goes into the line 6 M5, which there's like a few things like where it's like I have to have this one sound for this one part in this one song kind of thing. And so that's what this is. So it's just kind of like a Swiss
Saves you a lot
knife.
Of space. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like I don't need a whammy pedal for just to play the end of this one
part.
Song.
Yeah, totally. I gotcha.
And then this is just like anything wet is kind of in this like loop here. So that's like, I think in order it would be this JHS Panther Cub, which is just like an analog delay. It's pretty good, just good old analog delay.
Sure.
It's got a tap, so that's nice.
Oh, that works, yeah.
Into this Walrus Descent.
Fun.
Which is like a really kind of wild reverb pedal. And I have that connected to this expression pedal.
So you can control.
Yeah, I'm just running. Yeah, it's basically like if it kind of just doubles your sound.
Sure,
you know?
It gives you that much more variety.
Yeah, so it's like if I, you know, have like a not so crazy delay or reverb here, and then this is like super crazy.
Sure.
So and then you have anything between, and so I'm like usually kind of like, you know, blending between all that, and then the Julia there, which is like a chorus vibrato thing, which is really cool actually. I never really liked chorus pedals, really.
It's not my thing either, but you mentioned one thing about that pedal that I thought was really, really interesting, that you could actually blend between the chorus and the vibe on that pedal, right?
Exactly. So that, it's got a really cool sound. It's really musical, actually. So
Yeah. Usable tones out of that bad boy, huh?
And then last in the chain is this trem. It's just the
Bayou
trem. Yeah.
Cool. Very, very cool, man. That is enough stuff to play with, but definitely get some good sounds out of it.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you taking the time.
Cheers, man.
Cool, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
You guys in interwebs land, stay tuned for the next rig rundown. Also, if you are interested in Thrice, check out our article in Premier Guitar, and don't forget to check out the new record. Thanks a lot.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.